Hello out there, and welcome to your next mission video podcast. We're kicking off season 5 of our show by recognizing Memorial Day. It's a very special time in our history of our country, and there's no better place to commemorate the service and sacrifice of our military service members and their families than Arlington National Cemetery. Our guests today take us through the history of Arlington National Cemetery and when this sacred shrine became a country's premier National Military Cemetery. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Video Podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans and service members and families for your service to our great country. Now before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, and Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision and USAA, together they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. I say it every week, we love them too. Today's a special episode focused on Memorial Day, also known as Decoration Day. We'll be commemorating the service and sacrifice of our service members and their families with a walk through the history of Arlington National Cemetery. And I'm excited to introduce Mr. Charles R. Alexander, Jr., Superintendent, and Dr. Stephen A. Carney, Command Historian from the Arlington National Cemetery. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Sergeant Major. It's our honor.
Thank you.
We've been trying to do this for a long time, so finally we got you on the show. We're ready for this.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we have a lot to talk about, but before we do that, would each one of you tell the audience just a little bit about yourself? And Mr. Alexander, we'll start with you, sir.
All right, certainly. I guess you could say I've got Army green in my blood. I grew up as an Army brat. And then I've got over 28 years of active duty service. And since 2006, I became a soldier for life upon my retirement from the military. But I've spent a considerable amount of time as a Department of the Army civilian. So I've got over 41 years of federal service. Married, I have four adult children. I'm proud to say two of them answered the call to serve. One's a vet and the other still active duty serving in Hawaii. I've been the superintendent here at Arlington National Cemetery since 2000, about 3 weeks before COVID came. I had not even met my entire staff yet. I often am asked this question, how many cemeteries have I been the superintendent for? And my answer is none. I did not grow up a career cemeterian. I was a soldier, but I'm actually a member of the senior executive service. And this is my third posting as an SES. And I'll tell you, I'm just about this job. I'm immensely proud of 200 plus Department of the Army civilians that work here from general schedule to wage grade employees. And I've got over 20 active duty soldiers, two colonels, a sergeant major, and a host of majors, captains, and other non-commissioned officers. Why Army? Because Arlington National Cemetery is actually a Army installation, a direct reporting unit. We report directly to the Army Secretariat, the boss. Our boss is the Secretary of the Army.
All right. I was going to say that I usually say when somebody comes on the show, say they have like 23 or 26 or 28 years, I call them rookies, but you've got 41 when you add all those years. So I guess you call me a rookie there.
I've earned this hair color.
Well, I don't have no hair. I don't want to take my hat off. Dr. Carney, go ahead, sir. Tell a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So I grew up in Western Pennsylvania, just north of Pittsburgh, and my wife and our children moved to the DC area in 2002 when I started working for the U.S. Army Center of Military History. So I spent a good decade as a civilian historian there at CMH and did a lot of different things from a Noble Eagle oral history interviews with service members who were in the Pentagon during the attack on September 11th. And then I also took over at our military education department. So I got to run a lot of conferences and different education programs, as well as running staff rides for, you know, Army units, organizations, senior leaders, as well as DOD. So I had a great job doing staff rides for someone who is impassioned by U.S. military history. It was pretty great. But in 2011, there was a request for volunteers to come over and help Arlington National Cemetery with their history program. So I volunteered and I came over on a detailed assignment that lasted about 2 years. And in 2013, I officially got hired by Arlington to set up the Command History Office and to run the history program. So I'm happy to say we've built that program up. There's four of us now in the history office, three historians and a curator, and we're all continually adding new missions like education that I'm excited to talk to you about today.
Well, it's really bad. I was in the Pentagon during 9/11. I don't think I ever got that interview. I should have got it from you. Wait a minute, something's wrong here. So anyway, thank you for what both of you do. And we certainly appreciate you coming on the show, too. During the prep call, you said that Memorial Day is so special to our service members and their families and to our country. What does that mean to you, and how best do we illustrate that? And Mr. Alexander, we'll start with you again, sir.
Yeah, we know we say that every day at Arlington National Cemetery is Memorial Day. Our flags are always at half staff. But Memorial Day weekend itself and the National Military Memorial Day of Observance on Memorial Day itself really provides us and our nation an opportunity to pause, reflect, and honor the fallen, those who gave their last full measure to their nation. Quite different from Veterans Day. Memorial Day is to honor the fallen. It's very significant to me, a lot of my staff, soldiers I served with, or four are interred here. I have family interred here, immediate family. And over the course of the Memorial Day weekend, we're open to the public every day. There'll be numerous ceremonies ranging from wreath ceremonies to presenting small tokens at headstones throughout the grounds. We kind of kick off the weekend on Thursday, 23rd of May, with what we call Flags In, where the soldiers from the 3rd Infantry Regiment, the Old Guard, will place an individual flag at every single headstone or niche cover before light of day. And then that runs through the following Monday. We're at 11 a.m. on the 27th of May. We conduct the National Memorial Day Observance. There'll be a wreath ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown. And we always have a senior government official attend, whether that's the president, the vice president. That's what kind of is the capstone for the weekend.
Yeah. You know, I used to sit on a board for the VA, National Monuments and Cemeteries around the country, and it always amazed me how professionally done the national cemeteries are. And I've been to Arlington quite a few times. In fact, I'll talk about it in a little while. I seen you the other day during General Sullivan's funeral there. But yeah, it's a wonderful area. You guys do an amazing job. Dr. Carney, you want to add anything, sir?
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, for us, a lot of our mission is we get out and we talk to the visitors, and some of that's through, you know, tours and other type of education programs. And I think for me, the thing that I always want to emphasize to any visitor that we get to engage with, whether domestic or international visitors, is that for us, for, you know, every American, Memorial Day really is, as Mr. Alexander said, that solemn day of commemoration where we remember all of those who sacrificed for our nation. And, you know, we always say we're honoring those who gave the last measure to protect our freedoms and the ideals of our nation. So it's really much more than just a 3-day holiday weekend. It does have intense meaning to all Americans.
Yeah, you know what I say to a lot of the guests that come on our show, I always say that anybody who served in the military, raise their hand, said, I'll protect and defend the Constitution. And what that means to all of us, that's, you know, all of you that's listening here today, it means that I'm willing to die for your freedoms. And I, you know, that's a tough thing to do, but there's a lot of people out there that give so much, you know, for our country that are placed in Arlington. Dr. Carney, prior to the first recognized Decoration Day, the National Cemetery was just like any other cemetery, I guess. And so what was the significance of that declaration?
Yeah, so, you know, the National Cemetery System started in 1862 during the Civil War to ensure, you know, proper burial for every service member who fell during that conflict, if their families couldn't afford to bring them back home for burial in a local cemetery. So really, you know, all of the national cemeteries that were established during that time period, they really did have the kind of idea that it was a pauper's field, right? That you were interred there because your family just didn't have the financial resources, to bring you home. So for Arlington, you know, we weren't the first national cemetery. We weren't even the first national cemetery in the DC area. The Soldiers Home National Cemetery, and now the Soldiers and Airmen's Home National Cemetery, and the Alexandria National Cemetery both predated Arlington. But on May 30th, 1868, when Declaration Day was declared, you know, the day for the public to go out and remember and honor all of those soldiers who were killed and Marines who were killed in the Civil War, decorating their graves with flowers, that official start of the commemoration was held here at Arlington National Cemetery. So the important thing that we always want to emphasize to our visitors is since 1868, every national decoration and later the term Decoration and Memorial Day would be used interchangeably, and then ultimately Memorial Day as we know it now, has always been held at Arlington. The start of that day of remembrance begins with, as Mr. Alexander said, the president or other senior government official delivers their Memorial Day address here at the cemetery. So it really changed Arlington from just one of the national cemeteries to really by the 1870s, a lot of Americans were already starting to think that, you know, Arlington was a bit unique or that it was our nation's premier national military cemetery. And I don't know that that would have happened, at least not in the same way that it did without Decoration Day.
Yeah. Mr. Alexander, do you want to add anything to that, sir?
Well, Steve just used the word, the nation's premier military cemetery. I think that evolved from this concept of Decoration Day and how it grew. We have a smaller yet beautiful amphitheater here on the grounds, Tanner Amphitheater, but the crowds outgrew it as Decoration Day became more and more popular observance, which led eventually to the Memorial, National Memorial Day observance, and the construction of the Memorial Amphitheater that we use today. Arlington's prominence in the minds of many Americans and even foreign visitors, you know, that legacy endures. There is only one Arlington National Cemetery.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
And as we approach some challenges with future capacity, you know, there's a lot of interest in where's the next Arlington going to be. And while we look at and consider that, the reality is there's only one Arlington National Cemetery. It's a sacred space at which countless Americans and foreign visitors can unite and reflect upon the sacrifices made by so many service members and their families. And I'd like to tell people, you know, what's unique to Arlington is we have service members interred here from every single conflict our nation has been in, from the Revolutionary War to today's challenges and conflicts abroad. And I think that's a significant story and legacy that we have here at Arlington.
Yeah, I think everybody should go to Arlington and see and visit and walk the grounds of Arlington and just see everything that's there. I want to talk a little bit more about all that goes on at the Arlington National Cemetery. But first, we need to take a quick break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is Your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. If you're enjoying this discussion, please like us. Click on that subscribe button below. and be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcasts. I'll be right back after word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. And Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking to Mr. Charles R. Alexander, Jr., Superintendent, and Dr. Stephen A. Carney, Command Historian from the Army National Cemetery. Before we jump back into our discussion, I'd like to take a few seconds to tell you about a new program we are excited about called Your Next Mission VCS, a Veterans Community Support Program. We'll provide personalized one-on-one support to address the unique needs within our veteran community through our many partnerships with other veteran service organizations. Please check us out at yournextmission.org/VCS and register to participate today. Remember, we want to help you with whatever your issues you and your family are facing, so please reach out to us. Mr. Alexander, there are a lot of activities that take place each year at Arlington. Would you talk about that a bit?
Absolutely. We are a busy place. You know, Arlington National Cemetery is the resting place for over 450,000 veteran service members and family members whose eligibility is tied to their service member. We conduct up to 27 to 30 funerals a day.
Wow.
Of all types, for dependents, military full honors with escort. And we do an additional up to 10 on Saturdays that don't involve the rendering of military honors. We call those placement services that a family can choose to use, perhaps sometime to avoid significant wait times that we have here. We host over 3,000 ceremonies a year of all types, from public wreath ceremonies to visits from foreign dignitaries and full honors wreath ceremonies that involve our military, honor flights that are still going on, tours on topics that my staff presents on everything ranging from history to horticulture here on the grounds. We have many iconic, monuments here and memorials that honor service, but probably none more well-known than the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, mm-hmm. which is connected to our memorial amphitheater. We are a level 3 arboretum, a place that has over 9,000, native and exotic trees. There aren't that many. There is a level 4, and the only way to get to that, though, is if we turn into a bunch of scientists and research. We're not that.
Yeah.
And we're at 639 acres right now. We will eventually expand roughly about another 100 acres over the next several years. And then I'll just share with you this. If you consider Arlington National Cemetery a venue, it is. We are the only venue in Washington that is open at 8 a.m. And as a result, there are buses lined up on Memorial Avenue beginning around 7 in the morning to get into our parking lot. There are lines of visitors waiting to go through our visitor center and ready to board trams or begin walking on a day spent here at Arlington, whether it's an hour or the entire day. So we have huge visitation here.
Yeah. You didn't see me, but I seen you the other day. I went up to General Sullivan's services up there. And then I went, of course, to the gravesite right there. And I seen you at the gravesite walking through there. And that was, first of all, let me tell you what a wonderful ceremony that was at the church. And then what you did at the services in the cemetery, I thought was very professionally done. The other thing I'll tell you is, I don't know if you know this or not, I was in the Pentagon during 9/11. And me and myself and our General Sullivan and myself General Sullivan, General Shinseki, and myself went to so many services at the Arlington Cemetery. And again, it's a sacred place. It's an important place for all of us. Anybody that's served, that's been there, knows how important it is in the history of Arlington and what they do for, you know, for our service members or family members in our country. I'm sure you have a lot of experience, a lot of stories from families and loved ones that are buried in Arlington. Would you share some of those stories? Let's start with you, Mr. Alexander. Can you share a couple of those stories?
Yeah, absolutely. But since you mentioned General Sullivan, It was an honor to be there for his service. I had the opportunity to meet him several times, both when he was in uniform and post-retired. Had a lot of AUSA engagements. And I really, it resonated with me when his son spoke at the Memorial Chapel. And how do you want your father remembered? Three words, great American soldier. So that was incredible. So that'll be the only name that I mention. But I did think of a few things with respect to experiences and stories. I hear constantly an appreciation for how the cemetery is maintained. The condition of the grass, the trees, the headstones, the government headstones, are cleaned. It's meticulous. We call it shrine standards. I have stories from family members that represent generations of families interred here. Recently had a service from a veteran, retired major, Ranger Regiment. His father was a Ranger on D-Day and scaled Point Tomahawk. And his request was to be buried as close as possible to his father. We don't have reservations here. But when there's a connection like that, we try to get them as close as possible. But that's an example of generations. The major's son was at the service, about a 6'3" tall soldier in his blues with his tan beret in the Ranger Regiment. We see that more often than not here. Graveside, I've seen things ranging from a celebration of honorable service graveside, people with smiles on their face, grateful for their loved one's service, and grateful for everybody who's supporting them. But I've also seen those services that are both tragic and heartbreaking. I've been to services where killed in action, Iraq, Marine Corps major and a gunnery sergeant, and graveside, two young boys, doing what young boys do when they're bored. They were lifting up their shirts and, you know, giggling and laughing. And I just thought about how God was sparing them of the pain of this day due to their youth. But then I also reflected on there will come a day they will experience that pain once they're old enough to know they lost their father. And so we see that. Repatriated remains, you know, what I mean by that is frequently, you know, missing in action remains and Defense Personnel Accounts Agency, DPAA, and, you know, they have a sacred mission to continue looking for those lost. So, you know, those services are very unique. We have family members who are, you know, are not reunited with their loved ones' remains until sometimes after decades. And I'll just give you two brief examples. One involves a service we had about a year and a half ago, military full honors with caisson for a Civil War major. His cremated remains were found in a container on a shelf at a funeral home in vicinity of Cleveland, Ohio. And a gentleman who had gone up there to attend a funeral was just looking at this shelf, and he found this container, had a little tag on it, had the major's name on it. And he told the funeral home, you know, I'm a genealogist. You know, can I have this and try to find who his family is? And there was a connection. Yeah. And so on the day of that service here in Arlington, I don't know if it was second or third generation grandchild, but there was a family member there. And her emotions were the same as if it had been her father that she just lost the week before. A very moving moment. And then the last one, about 2 months ago, was a service for a sailor who died at Pearl Harbor. He served on the USS Oklahoma, Medal of Honor recipient. And what did he do that was unique and special? He remained inside the gun turret using the only light available in there, offering light for his fellow sailors to escape and get out, while he remained in the turret until the vessel capsized and lost his life. His remains were eventually discovered, but not identified, so he was subsequently interred at the Punch Bowl VA Cemetery on Oahu in Hawaii. But with the work of DPAA, science, DNA, he was identified and finally brought to rest here at Arlington National Cemetery. He did have family here. Chief of Naval Ops was here. And it's just an example of service sacrifice and the fact that our nation will never forget the sacrifice of those individuals.
Wow.
So that's just a small example of experiences without giving you names of families respecting their privacy.
No, sir. Thanks for that's important. Thanks for sharing that. Dr. Carney, you have maybe something that you want to share?
Yes. So for me, the one funeral that sticks in my mind the most was actually back in 2013, and it was the repatriation of Medal of Honor recipient Don Carlos Faith Jr. And he was interred in Section 4 near his father and mother. But what was most impressive to me was the number of family members from soldiers as well as Marines who Don Carlos Faith's actions at the Chosin Reservoir, fighting the holding action, allowed those American elements, those soldiers and those Marines to retreat across the frozen reservoir. Really extremely powerful. But the other thing I would say in just talking to family members a lot, like when we do tours or other types of engagements, I go back to what Mr. Alexander said about, you know, we do have service members from every one of America's wars interred here at the cemetery. And when we emphasize that with family members, and you know, you see that in their eyes, that they get that now their loved one is part of that fabric of the history of our nation as it's told through our military service members, is something that I think just remains powerful day in and day out.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. You know, this is a great discussion. I just have a couple more questions for you. But first, we need to take another quick break here. Now, here's a word from two more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Mr. Charles R. Alexander, Jr., Superintendent and Mr. Dr. Stephen A. Carney, a command historian from the Arlington National Cemetery. Remember, this is your show. We know that so many of the issues that directly affect you, we want to address each and every one of them. So please, I've said it before, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like to cover on the show. Remember, it's not my show, it's your show. You can call or text me at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Dr. Carney, Arlington National Cemetery is committed to to the stories of those buried there. I understand you have a education program enabling students as well and adults to learn about Arlington. Can you talk about that, please?
I would love to. So we have an education program that we started right in 2020, right at the start of COVID, where we've created materials, really all the materials that teachers need to educate their students on various topics of American history as seen through the lens of individuals buried here, as well as just the organization of Arlington National Cemetery. And this includes lesson plans, PowerPoints, various activities and primary sources that teachers and students need. We try to provide everything except like pencils and physical paper through these 100% free resources. So everything is very heavily vetted. So we're proud of all the materials that we currently have available on our website, and we have new materials coming out all of the time. And so not only do we focus on materials for teachers and students at the elementary, middle, and high school level, but we also have various information to help parents who are visiting the cemetery with children and want to enhance their visit a little bit. And also, as you said, for adult or, I guess we would classify as lifelong learners who want to do a little bit of a deeper dive into the American history. We also have topics focused on STEM topics such as our Arboretum. So different science and biology, geography. So we really have a full breadth of materials available. So again, all of those are available by visiting our website and clicking on the education link. And I'm also very happy to say that starting in the next few months, we're going to be converting all of our education materials into Canvas, the learning management system that so many teachers and school districts already use, that'll allow teachers to import all of those materials directly into their classes.
Yeah, can you give me that website? Make sure we get the website. We'll put it in the lower thirds of the show. What's the website?
Sure. Yes, so it's education.arlingtoncemetery.mil. And you can also, if you just visit our main webpage at arlingtoncemetery.mil, there's a link in the upper right-hand corner that will take you directly to that education site as well.
Oh, perfect, sir. Mr. Alexander, Arlington is celebrating the 160th anniversary of the establishment of the National Cemetery on June 15th. Would you talk about that and all the activities you have planned for the upcoming weekend and commemorating, of course, Memorial Day?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll probably let Steve fill in the gaps. But we, on 13 May, 1864, we did have our first interment here on the grounds that would become ultimately Arlington National Cemetery. Private William Chrisman, who I believe died of pneumonia?
Rubella.
Rubella. Not long after he enlisted, unfortunately. But we did my staff conducted a walking tour open for the public on the other day, on Monday, and took them to the oldest section of the cemetery and a little bit of the history on not just Private Chrisman, but the initial burials at Arlington and why in that location. We've got a lot of activity going on for the National Memorial Day observance. It actually kicks off on Thursday, the 23rd of May, at 06 in the morning, while not open to the public. 3rd U.S. Infantry Regiment, the Old Guard, will be up dark and early and begin to honor the fallen by presenting and placing an American flag at every headstone, at every niche cover. And my 20-plus active duty soldiers and this Soldier for Life, we participate in that. And I look forward to it, this flag's in this year. And then we have Flowers of Remembrance event on Sunday, May 26th. And that is conducted up at the Memorial Amphitheater, where the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is. That's on the 26th from 8 to 4:30. Members of the public can come. You don't need to bring your own flowers. There will be flowers there provided by the Memorial Day Foundation, Flower Foundation. And it'll provide the public, again, an opportunity to place a flower at the Tomb of the Unknown. This is a continuation of what we first did back on Veterans Day 2021 for the centennial of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And over the course of 2 days, Veterans Day week of 2021, we had over, I believe, roughly 15,000 members of the public come and have an opportunity to approach the tomb for the first time ever. And we just wanted to continue to provide that to the public. And so I think this is our third one. And we've historically, we've been drawing anywhere about 6,000 to 7,000 people participate in that. No registration is necessary. There's going to be limited vehicle parking, but we'll have a tram that'll run visitors up the hill to where the tomb plaza is. I just ask that you wear comfortable walking shoes and bring water, particularly if it's a hot day. Steve, you have anything else to offer on that?
Well, on June 15th, for the 160th anniversary of becoming a national cemetery, we'll be doing a tram tour. This one does require registration, so there will be a link on our website that'll take you to, the sign up. It's a 100% free event, but we will be using the tram to go all around the cemetery. So we do have some limited space there, but that tour is going to be history and our horticulture team. So attendees will get a really nuanced history of the development of Arlington from the 200-acre Civil War cemetery all the way to our current 639 acres and future expansion as well.
You know, I could probably talk to you all day about the Arlington Cemetery and what you guys, what you and your team does is just unbelievable. Like I said, I've been to Arlington so many times for so many ceremonies and so many remembrances. It's just, of course, I'm proud just like you to say I'm a soldier and I'm a soldier for life. Any final thoughts, anything that you want to share with the audience that maybe we missed or something you want to reemphasize and share with the audience? Dr. Alexander, sir, or Mr. Alexander? I gave you a doctor title. I don't know if you want that. Or give you Mr. Alexander. I'll go back to you.
I have a lot of titles, but doctor, not one of them. And, but I, soldier for life. That's so, you know, as I've already said, you know, we carry the spirit of Memorial Day here every day at Arlington. But the Memorial Day observance gives us an opportunity to reflect and honor those who've fallen. Arlington National Cemetery, it represents the American people for past, present, future generations by laying to rest those few. And Sergeant Major, I think you'd agree with me, those few who have answered the call to service and served our nation with dignity and honor while immersing our guests in the history and dignity of Arlington National Cemetery. You know, for me, over the course of those 41 years in and out of uniform, personally, there's no higher honor for me to close out my service to the nation when it is my time than to serve here as the superintendent of Arlington National Cemetery. I truly work amongst heroes here, and every day it's not lost upon me. It's personal to me. I have those who have served with interred here, and I also have immediate family members interred here. And I know that at my time of need, this will be my final assignment. So I just want to thank you, Sergeant Major, you and your staff. I think we mentioned off camera We'd hoped to do this a couple years ago. The timing wasn't right. So thank you for giving us a second opportunity. I've enjoyed this. I appreciate you putting a spotlight on the cemetery, but specifically the significance of Memorial Day and the observance.
Thank you very much. Dr. Carney, how about yourself, sir?
Yes, so I would say that first, we actually are also doing a tour on Flowers of Remembrance Day on Sunday the 26th, where we're focused on Decoration Day and the history of Memorial Day here at the cemetery. So definitely check out our website at some point. Hopefully we'll have some snippets of those tours available for anyone who can't make it out in person. The second thing I would say, and I think this is in line with what Mr. Alexander was saying, you know, for me, the thing that I really want to emphasize in any engagement I have with the public is everyone's story is represented and told at Arlington National Cemetery. It doesn't matter what your background is, your ethnicity, your race, your religion, or any other perceived differences between us. ANC truly represents every American. Every American can find a story similar to theirs among those heroes interred here at Arlington National Cemetery.
Thank you so much. You know, this has been a great discussion, and thanks for being with us today and helping pay tribute to and commemorate our service members and their families who have made the ultimate sacrifice and service to our country. So I just thank you for what you do each and every day. I guess you can say you're the unsung heroes. People probably don't see as much as they need to see you, but thank you for what you do, and thanks for coming on the show.
Our honor. Thank you, Sergeant Major.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Mr. Charles Alexander and Dr. Stephen Carney for being with us today. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. You've been enjoying your Next Mission video podcast, and thank you for joining us. Log on to our website at yournextmission.org and leave me a review. I hope it's a good review, and it should be a good review. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who will have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military, where you can search for a job that's just right for you. You'll find a short video that will help fine-tune your search and where you can also create your own personal profile. You can follow me on all my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. And if you like what we're doing here with Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at smatelly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Mr. Alexander and Dr. Carney for joining us today. You know, today we're talking about two things, really. We're talking about Memorial Day, and we're talking about Arlington Cemetery. When I think about Memorial Day, I think about the lives and the sacrifices that our veterans or our service members have made for our country. I said it a minute ago when we first started, when I went in the military, I raised my hand and said, I will protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And what that meant is I'm willing to die for your freedoms. And so when you go to Arlington, you see people, I don't even know how many people's in Arlington, but you see people that have given their life and sacrificed their life in a lot of wars for our freedoms. So if you're listening today, please, please take time to go by Arlington. Go and see the kind of things that they have there. And when you go there, do me a favor. I always say that when you die in war, you really die twice. You die once, of course, when you die, and you die the second time when people stop saying your name. Remember, they sacrificed for you. Thanks again for watching, and thanks to New Mind Students, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, and USAA. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.